Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We have new information this hour from Dallas police on an early morning crash involving several horses. It happened around 5:30 this morning near Great Trinity Forest and Julius Sheps Freeway. Police are now saying the crash involved three horses and three riders. One of the riders was killed. The other two were taken to the hospital. Police say all the riders were teenagers, and it appears the horses were stolen. One of the horses died at the scene. Another had to be euthanized by a vet. The third horse was injured but is expected to live. Police say the driver involved in the crash did stay on the scene. No charges are expected to be filed. Lawyers for Michael Irvin filed a $100 million lawsuit against a hotel in Phoenix just last week, but now they've filed paperwork to drop it. We've been following the story since it broke last week, and KRLD's Alan Skaya has the update.
Michael Irvin accused Marriott of defamation and interfering with the business relationship. His lawyers said ESPN and NFL Network pulled him from Super Bowl coverage because of accusations made by an employee at the hotel where he was staying. Last week, Irvin said he spent less than a minute talking to the woman and could not even remember meeting her.
I meet people every day walking in and out of a lobby. I couldn't even tell you what she looked like.
But Marriott responded with a court filing saying Irvin appeared visibly intoxicated and made inappropriate comments. Irvin's lawyers have now filed paperwork to dismiss the lawsuit. Now, that doesn't mean they're dropping the suit entirely. They may have reached a settlement or plan to refile it with different language. We should get an update from the law firm today. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A Dallas family is breathing a sigh of relief today after police tracked down an alleged kidnapper and his victim. KRLD's Bailey Friday has more.
After being kidnapped and locked inside a shed in North Carolina, a Dallas girl is finally home today, and her family is breathing a sigh of relief. Her mother tells NBC5 the last time she saw her 13-year-old daughter was March 1st.
The night before, she gave us a hug and a kiss. You know, said goodnight.
Police say the girl had been communicating with a 34-year-old man online. He's been identified as Jorge Camacho. They say he convinced her to leave her home, then smuggled her across state lines and locked her in a backyard storage shed in Southmont, North Carolina. The Dallas branch of the FBI worked with local law enforcement to track Camacho down, and he ultimately led them to the girl. Camacho is charged with child abduction, human trafficking, and two counts of statutory rape. The girl's family says they're just happy to have her home, and they hope their story can help others. From the 24-Hour News Center, Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And his Texas child is dead, and his mother is charged with capital murder.
As reported by the Henderson County Sheriff's Office, the Athens Police Department received a call from the home of the boy's grandmother saying she believed her daughter had harmed little Grayson. When police got there, they found Grayson's mom, Monica Figueroa. Entering the home, they found Grayson dead with his body partially covered in a blanket. Investigators are not saying why they believe Figueroa did it, but they jailed her on that capital murder charge. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And two North Texas students are heading to Washington, D.C. to compete in the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Sriya Gomatam, a 7th grader from Capel Middle School, and Faizan Zaki, a 5th grader from Skaggs Elementary in Plano, will travel to D.C. in an all-expenses-paid trip to compete for the national title from May 28th to June 2nd. Gomatam's last word was chartaceous, and Zaki's was cereza. Both students spelled their words correctly and were named co-champions of the regional tournament.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle.
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.